My glowing terms, the improved process that he put down, and I believe him that that is a significant improvement from what was there before. It all rests upon one thing. It rests upon the abilities of people in those agencies to get out information to the public when those processes are not followed. We might have depoliticized analysts working in intelligence agencies who are, to all intents and purposes, mere robots. Perfect machines with perfect accuracy. They are tasked, they engage in the tasks, they analyze, they pass up the information higher up the food chain. And what if, in Tom's case, for example, his national intelligence estimate, there was not a threat that it would be released, because our sources say that in fact the White House knew that if it did not release a version, immediately another version would be released, and the White House would have to get, would be then coming second, and its opponents would have their spin on it. So the White House wanted to get their spin on it first. It's only through this pressure of producing analytical product to the public that these sorts of agencies are kept honest and don't become simply robots that are in effect, perhaps it's drawing the bow too far, but some kind of Hitler's willing executioners, mere people who act as robots who are told to carry out a task and do it. That is the Nuremberg defense. We must all look to ourselves and understand whether what we are doing is right and just. We must all look to ourselves and understand whether what we are doing is right and just. Not just according to the views of our superiors, but according to the long view of history, according to human rights and to our feelings of compassion.